The nation's top Air Force commanders watched as flags from each branch of the military unfurled over the new national monument, placed at Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland in honor of the training site as well as the canine trainees. About 900 dogs are being trained at Lackland at any one time.
Ah, nice! Yeah. Nice!
Oh, yeah, buddy. Good boy. Nice.
Every dog that becomes an MWD is sent through puppy training first, then the second phase of training, where they learn to guard, attack, and sniff out bombs and prepare for active duty scenarios. The dogs hold a special place in the hearts of their handlers, like Air Force Vietnam veteran Larry Chilcote.
In Vietnam, once they were deployed to Vietnam, they stayed there throughout their working life. When they couldn't do their job anymore, they were put down and put into a canine cemetery at the base. They were buried with honor and respect.
Today, dogs are brought back to the States and live out their old age comfortably, often adopted by their handlers from active duty. Chilcote is one of four members of the board that worked to get the monument built.
4,000 dogs and 10,000 handlers served in Vietnam. Yeah. And most people don't know dogs served at all.
The bronze and granite sculpture at Lackland is intended to inform the world about the canine guardians of American freedom, and it recognizes the service provided by all the military dogs that have been part of the service since 1958. The $2 million monument, funded by private sponsors, depicts a 9-foot-tall dog handler walking with four dog figures atop a 20-foot diameter pedestal. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.
He likes to fly, right? He likes to fly.